As Sarah plodded along slowly toward the elevator for her urgent meeting with Rhonda Bentley, she had time to ruminate. The truth was that working in the pathology department under the former director of the Center for Disease Control, however glamorous that might sound, had its drawbacks. Rhonda often acted as if she still worked at the CDC. Maybe it was because she was the first African-American woman to have achieved such a high position in that organization. Or maybe she was just a driven type A personality. Whatever the reason, she thrived on challenges and was perpetually interested in investigating whatever epidemic was making headlines in the world. It didn't matter that she didn't actually do the investigating herself, but rather foisted the job onto the researchers under her command. Rhonda had intimated that she wanted to discuss an exciting new project for Sarah's team to study. What would it be now? Sarah wondered. Last year, Rhonda had been obsessed with the Ebola outbreak, and before that, she had been consumed with avian flu in the Far East. A few years earlier, it had been the typhoid epidemics that had struck the poor island countries after the summer hurricanes. Rhonda had several high-profile investigators on her team, but it seemed to Sarah that Rhonda picked on her more often than on the other investigators. Why didn't she ask Larry to drop his dengue fever research, or Chuck to cut short his latest projects on protozoan infections? Surely both of those areas were not as important as the research her team was doing on AIDS. The elevator doors opened, and Sarah limped in and pressed the large 5 button. She hated having to take the snail-paced elevator up the 2 flights to her boss's office, but her bandaged leg gave her no other option. Fortunately, she no longer needed the little tricycle contraption on which she had rested her knee for the first few weeks after her surgery. She winced as she remembered the steel post they had inserted into her ankle. Sarah stepped out on the 5th floor and headed toward Rhonda's office. As she approached, the office administrator saw her coming and rose to help her.
"Won't you have a seat, Dr. Spallanzani? I'll let Dr. Bentley know that you've arrived. Would you care for some coffee?"
Sarah thanked her and shrugged off the niceties. She was used to being the fearless leader, not some invalid to be fussed over. Her job was to lead a team of investigators who were researching a way to combat HIV, and they had finally developed a drug which was showing promising signs in its ability to fight AIDS without the slew of nasty side effects caused by the cocktail of drugs currently being used. Moreover, unlike the other drugs on the market, it stimulated the body to regrow the immune cells which HIV had devastated. If clinical testing went well, Sarah and her team believed that this drug, which they had derived from aloe plants, could be affordably produced for millions of people. In another moment, Rhonda stepped out of her office and waved Sarah in.
"We've got an exciting opportunity," she said, her eyes shining. "There is a strange outbreak in the Arctic. A new virus has been identified, and I think that your team is in an ideal position for investigating it. What we're dealing with is the Laptev virus, named for the sea basin in the Arctic where the virus was discovered. Like Ebola in Africa, the Laptev virus is lethal."